Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. Hi, I'm Beck Miesmer, and today I'm reading Praying for the Priest of Your Home. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are our high priest. We thank you that you have given us dominion and lordship over the earth and over areas in our lives, over our homes. And Father God, I invite you to be so present with us and give us wisdom as we listen to your word today. Father God, we thank you that you guide us into all truth. You guide us into all wisdom. And we thank you that you show us how to pray for those around us, particularly our spouses, Lord Jesus. And I pray that we would just have the eyes to see and the ears to hear what you have for each one of us here today. We praise you and we thank you for this time together. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Ephesians 6, verse 12 and 13 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." I love to sleep. I have always loved sleep. My dad used to tease that I could sleep through anything, even a freight train barreling through my bedroom. During the cold months, especially when the sun hides behind the clouds well into the morning, I relish the extension of night and sweet rest for those of us who are able to enjoy that luxury, if only occasionally. Truly, rest is a gift from our Father, and I am so thankful for the beautiful moon that illuminates our nights. I am even more grateful for my husband, who faithfully rises before the sun in order to provide for his family day after day, year after year. Since he is sacrificing additional rest and time with his family by working countless hours in what is often a mentally and emotionally taxing job, he needs my prayer cover even more than I need my additional Z's. For the past few years, the Lord has been waking me up to pray for the priest of our home, my husband. In the darkness of our bedroom, I lift him to our sovereign Father. Lord, fill him with your strength and joy today. Guide him in all his ways. Provide for his every need, be it favor with coworkers, executives, and contractors, or wisdom to speak life and truth into every situation with divine discernment and patience. Protect him wherever he goes. Unify his team members and superiors, guiding them into all truth and wisdom. I bind every scheme of the enemy over his company, his mind, his spirit, and his body in Jesus' mighty name. May your kingdom come, and your will be done in every area of his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus always gives us the words to pray for our man when we ask him. When I receive a phone call or a short text from him indicating a difficulty at the office with a person or a situation, it gives me yet another opportunity to lift him in prayer. Sometimes I record an audio message prayer to share with him or text my prayer for him to see. It is a blessing for him to know that I have readily taken the time to bring his needs before the throne of God. I love him, and prayer makes a difference in his life. Now, what if our husbands are not believers? I know many have this. It's tough. But all the more reason to pray for their spirit. What if our husbands are not the breadwinner in our home? We have the wonderful opportunity to pray for their day regardless of what fills it. What if we are divorced or widowed? If he is still living, prayer can be an incredible healing balm for them and us. If he has passed, pray for his family, who the loss has also impacted. Withholding our prayers because of hurt, anger, bitterness, or dismissal robs us of the growth that Jesus has for us and the covering for those we lift up in prayer. See Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 for more. Sweet Mom, prayer is never, ever wasted, and God brings beauty from ashes. See Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. As mothers, we are in a prime position to invite our children into our prayer room, modeling how to pray for their daddies. We could easily add these prayers to our breakfast routine or bedtime prayers each night. Our children should also know the value of daily prayer for their dads. If there is no man to pray for at home, pray for a grandpa or an uncle. Men, like women, are constantly under attack, and they need women in their lives to stand firm, fully armored, to help fight their battles in the spiritual realm. See Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. So, rise up and pray, Mama. Let's pray together. Lord, fill us with your strength and joy today. Guide our husbands, the men in our lives, in all their ways. Provide for their every need. Bless them with the favor of those around them. Give them the wisdom to speak life and truth into every situation with divine discernment and patience. Protect them whenever and wherever they go. Unify their team members, their superiors, and guide them into all truth and wisdom. We bind every scheme of the enemy over their work, their minds, their spirits, and their bodies in Jesus' mighty name. May your kingdom come and your will be done in every area of their lives. Amen.